They are one of the largest recipients of NIH funding. Their scientists played a substantial role in developing more than half the cancer drugs approved by the FDA in the last 5 years. Dana-Farber Cancer Institute has been making one advanced cancer discovery after another for over 75 years. At Dana-Farber Cancer Institute, what we do here changes lives everywhere. Find out more at danafarber.org/everywhere.
This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
It's one policy decision that arguably affects every woman, man, and child in America. Today's the day central bankers are set to tinker with our interest rates. I'm David Brancaccio in New York. The Federal Reserve will have its verdict in just over 7 hours, and the betting is interest rates will go up slightly for the third time this year. Fed Chair Jay Powell will also take questions and drop hints about our economic future. Marketplace's Justin Ho is on Fed Watch. Justin?
Yeah, Fed announcements are important because we find out how much it costs to borrow, you know, to buy a house or a car. But just as important is what Chairman Powell says about the future. So while Chairman Powell is going to certainly raise rates up to around 2.25%, people will want to know, what about 2019? What's the end game for all of this? Fed watchers lately have been talking about this idea of a neutral rate, one where interest rates will neither slow growth nor stimulate it. Jasper Lawler at the London Capital Group says people will be watching Powell's speech for any clues on how close he thinks we are to that neutral rate.
If the Fed suggests that it's not too far away, then that would suggest that while they may be raising rates now, they may be ending quite soon.
And that would give other central banks around the world a chance to catch up and raise their own rates closer to our levels. That might actually weaken the dollar compared to those countries' currencies.
You mentioned dollar. That's something else the Fed watches closely.
Right. And the Fed's rate hikes have been a part of that strong dollar. And in emerging markets, places like Argentina and Turkey, a strong dollar makes their currencies weaker. Lawler says Fed officials will be watching to see how the U.S. rate increases play out in emerging markets in the near future.
If they start to fall into some sort of crisis mode, then that tends to be something that can spread through financial markets.
And that could affect the Fed's plan. So people will be watching today to see just how concerned Chairman Powell is about the rest of the world.
Marketplace's Justin Ho, thank you. Dow and S&P futures are up 0.2%. The dollar is up at 117.5 euro. The key stock index in London is up 0.1%. Up for discussion at the Federal Communications Commission today, who will pay for 5G, fancy new wireless internet? Marketplace's Kimberly Adams reports.
To deliver 5G, carriers like AT&T and Verizon have to roll out new hardware all over the country. Nicole Turner-Lee is a fellow at Brookings Center for Technology Innovation.
All of this costs money on the part of the private sector to bring the actual infrastructure to communities.
Like renting space on utility poles from local governments, which averages $500 per pole per year, but can be thousands in places like New York City. The FCC wants to limit those fees, arguing savings from urban areas could help connect rural areas. Jerry Lederer is a lawyer at Best Best Krieger, working with cities who are fighting this proposal.
You can't take the savings from the Lincoln Center and automatically attribute that they're going to be invested in Lincoln, Montana.
Without guarantees those savings would be reinvested, Lederer says the FCC's proposal could cost communities up to $2 billion in lost fees. In Washington, I'm Kimberly Adams for Marketplace.
Every day you make decisions about your own personal economy, including choices that aren't obviously about money. That's why Marketplace covers business and finance from so many different angles, connecting the dots between complex issues and why they matter to you. Invest in Marketplace today to make sure public service journalism is always here to deliver reliable, objective news and context about the economic forces that affect you every day. Donate whatever amount is right for you at marketplace.org. And thank you.
This Marketplace podcast is supported by Palo Alto Networks. As you innovate to transform your business in today's digital world, how do you stay secure? At Palo Alto Networks, our mission is to protect your digital way of life. Whether it's unprecedented opportunities or uncertainties with AI and whatever comes next, we continually deliver innovation to make each day safer and more secure than the one before. More at paloaltonetworks.com.
Now the connection between access to lawyers and homelessness. David Gorin reports from Cal Matters in California.
At 11 a.m. on a Tuesday morning at the main courthouse in downtown L.A., people cram the halls, rushing from one room to another. Down one of those long corridors, outside room 115, about 10 people wait to hear their name called.
Jonetta?
Yeah.
Because each one of them is about to be kicked out of their home. This is the Eviction Assistance Center. Terry Williams sought help here. He's 71 years old from South L.A. Williams' wife has dementia, and they're living on a fixed income. He couldn't sleep after getting an eviction notice until he talked to a lawyer.
When I found out that they could help me, a load just left me. I feel like I got a chance.
Williams is one of the lucky ones. Only about 4,000 of the roughly 50,000 households in L.A. County facing an eviction notice every year get this kind of free legal help. Eviction is considered one of the biggest risk factors for homelessness, says legal aid lawyer Ty Glenn of the nonprofit Inner City Law Center. She says it's the first step in a downward spiral.
It's definitely cheaper to keep someone in their house or to get them in a house quickly than it is to deal with all the services that come out of someone living on the street.
Voters in San Francisco just approved a ballot measure, setting aside $5.6 million a year to offer legal counsel to anyone facing eviction. New York is the only other city in the nation to do that. But aren't some evictions justified, says Charlie Goss of the San Francisco Apartment Association that represents landlords. Tenants who haven't paid rent or destroy property, the city shouldn't be the one to pay for lawyers to draw out every eviction, he says. Instead,
they could provide homeless services, affordable housing. It could do a number of different things to tackle the root cause.
City officials in L.A. and San Francisco say free legal help might be a relatively cheap solution to such a deep-rooted problem. For renters like Terry Williams, just scraping by as it is, that could be the difference between having a home or not. In Los Angeles, I'm David Gorin for Marketplace.
That story is part of the California Dream Reporting Project. And an economics lesson from Canada's prime minister at the Council on Foreign Relations in New York yesterday. Justin Trudeau explained why Canada's retaliatory tariffs include Heinz ketchup from the U.S. The prime minister pointed out that Canadian tariffs increase prices for Canadian consumers. But in the case of Heinz, there's an alternative for his people. Quote, "We have ketchup made in Canada called French's ketchup, and it's just great." This way, Trudeau said, tariffs ding the U.S. company, Heinz, but not Canadian consumers if they swap brands. He did not mention some bad blood in Canada regarding Heinz, which put 700 Canadians out of work when it closed its Ontario factory 4 years ago. I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Morning Report from APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
"What is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?"
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.